Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome. This is Parshvika. We were going to be diving into how to make money from your YouTube channel without going with the Google AdSense, without the ad running on your videos. So I'm just going to be diving into that. How I personally make money via my YouTube channel, apart from the YouTube AdSense. You can very well support me and my channel on the Patreon. The links are in the description box below. You're gonna get early access to my YouTube videos and ad-free videos. Also, the keyword idea and niche ideas, a lot more is there. The link is in the description box below. Now, let's talk about how you can actually make money from your own YouTube channel without the help of YouTube AdSense. Now, for reaching to the YouTube AdSense and making money by running the ads on your videos, you have to have 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 of watch hours in 365 days. Then only you're gonna be applicable to enter into the YouTube Partner Program. If you're a smaller channel having less than 1,000 subscribers, or if you are not making that much money from your YouTube AdSense revenue, or if you're not monetized due to some other issue by the Google AdSense ad running on your videos, then probably I'm gonna be diving into the amazing ways in which you can make money on your YouTube channel without the AdSense. Less than 1,000 subscribers on my channel, I was making money from my channel. So how is that all possible? And if you're also having less than 1,000 subscribers, you can still make money from your YouTube channel. Now, without further ado, I'm gonna cover over here a disclaimer that everything I'm gonna be mentioning is entirely based on my experience and knowledge so far. Hopefully it will going to help you. The things will going to vary from person to person, so please take my advice with a grain of salt. So the first thing first, I want to cover over here, like the things that you need to do before actually going into the monetization, the things that you have to do to set in force in place, and then you have to incorporate these monetization money. The first thing that you need to make sure about your channel is that your channel is focusing on some kind of like a topic or some kind of like an idea. Now, of course, I'm not focusing on making videos related to only one topic or one niche. No, I'm not that kind of person. But your videos need to represent some sort of an audience. You need to have your target audience in your mind while making the YouTube videos. Videos are kind of like a random. One day or you are actually making something, another day you're making an artwork, another day you're vlogging. Like, your videos are kind of like a random. Then the people would get confused what are you really posting and what they can actually expect from your platform or your videos. And if you're someone who is still finding very hard to find the right kind of niche for your YouTube channel, the best way that you could do is to actually document your journey. Whether you are having a 9-to-5 job, whether you're starting with a business, document your journey if you're confused about your niche, because you are your own niche. You don't need to actually sub-niche down into very specific niche and going into that one specific idea of making YouTube videos. No, you just need to be you. You are your own niche, okay? But you have to actually target your videos or your content to a specific kind of like an audience, keeping that thing in mind. So you need to make sure you are addressing to a very particular audience on your channel. Thing you need to do. The second thing you need to do before actually incorporating the monetization stuffs, you have to build the trust among your audience. And how are you gonna build the trust? By being transparent, by being honest in front of the camera, by actually being consistent on your YouTube channel. You don't need to post one video a month and then going 6 months on a vacation and then coming back and posting the videos and kind of like inconsistent. No, you have to have a consistency depending on your schedule, whether it's once a week, twice a week, or whether once in 2 weeks or something like that, whatever fits your schedule. So have a consistency, be open and transparent in front of the people, because you have to be open and transparent in front of the camera, because that also helps in creating a loyal audience. Another important way in which you can create a loyal audience by making a long form of content. Now, of course, nowadays shorts are so popular, less than 60 second videos are so popular, but I can tell you based on my own experience, creating loyal audience or creating loyalty among followers is really hard when you're just posting content that is less than 60 seconds. Now, of course, there are so many people who are making videos from their shorts or whether it's an Instagram reel or TikTok shorts or YouTube short, whatever it is, there are so many people making money by that. But if you're a newbie, I would recommend you to have a combination of a YouTube shorts videos and YouTube long form videos, because YouTube long form videos actually give a kind of like a few minutes for your viewer to watch your content and kind of like a building the trust and loyal among them. This particular person is talking about this particular thing because they have a knowledge or experience in that. Creating a content that is a long will going to help you create more loyal audience, because people are getting more used to your content and they're gonna watch you talking in front of the camera a little bit more in comparison to the YouTube shorts. I hope it makes sense, right? You need to be very specific, clear about what you really want to sell to the people and how you want to make money via that, because you have to do the marketing for your products, and also you need to create loyalty among your followers. You have to market along with creating a loyalty. Now this may be confusing, because if you're a creative person, artist, I've seen so many artists who don't market their art because they think that they're just gonna create the art, post on the social media, and people will going to come across their art and will going to buy from them. It used to happen maybe past 5 years or 6 years or 7 years back, but it didn't happen right now. Today the people need to know more about you, why you are selling that, what can actually help them, why they need to buy that, what's there in that particular product. They need to know more about before actually converting, before actually buying. In a way that doesn't seem like a spamming, that doesn't seem like you are just making videos for the sake of the money, that seems like you are providing value to the people, and then in return of that, to support your channel, to support your business, then you are selling something so that you make something out of it. Provide value first, and then you need to look at how you can monetize it and how you can provide value to the people and then market your product. So these are the few things that you need to keep in mind before actually incorporating monetization products. Now I'm going to be talking about what are the different ways in which you can monetize your YouTube channel. First one is that you can directly sell your physical products. For example, if you're creating maybe an artwork, you can sell the art prints, or you can sell the original artwork. If you're creating a sculpture, you can sell the sculpture. So you can sell any kind of physical item, whether you're creating a t-shirt or something like that. Now here in the physical item, I'm gonna keep it into the two different ways. One is the original work and another one is the print on demand. Yes. You can also sell your print-on-demand designs on the t-shirts via your YouTube channel. Like if you have a Redbubble shop or a Zazzle shop where you are actually placing your work on different products, and you can sell your artwork by placing the link of your shop in your YouTube channel description box below, and people can very well click on that and purchase from your Zazzle shop or any other shop. So you can have a print-on-demand option as a physical item, or you can directly make the product from your hands and ship it to your customer. It depends on you, okay? So you can go both of these routes with the physical item, whether it's print on demand, whether it's creating the product by yourself. The second and the most common, and this is one of the most common way in which I make money from my channel, is by selling the digital products. The digital products nowadays are very, very hard because very low investment. You don't have to invest a lot of time and energy and money in creating that particular product. And you don't have to actually ship and deliver to your customers. So the shipping charges, the packaging charges are not there. And also the people who are going to directly going to get the link to your products, or they're going to directly download your product after making a purchase. So this makes the digital product a little bit more trendy or more cool in case of the physical product. Digital products can be literally anything and everything depending on your audience. You can sell a digital artwork, designs in the form of JPEG, PNG, workbook, planners, or you could sell the templates. If you're a vlog channel, you can very well sell the simple daily planner catering to any particular audience, whether it's a female audience, kids audience, or whether it's catering to the male audience or something like that. You can sell the simple planners, and that could be a PDF download. People can click on that, pay the money, and they're gonna download the planner and they can very well use it. So digital product can be any way, and this is the best way you could get started with making money online via your YouTube channel. It's the best way because you don't have to invest a lot of the time, energy, and money into that. You don't need to ship and package and deliver to the customer. So it's kind of like making more passive for you. You just need to create the product once. Of course, you can update your products on a monthly basis or on a yearly basis, whatever the case is. But you just need to create it once, and you can very well let the people know what they're gonna get from that particular product, how they can actually use it. You can talk about those things in your videos, maybe in the front, in the intros, or maybe in the in between or at the end. It depends on you. You can tell them why you are selling them, what they can expect from the digital product, that particular product will going to help them get the results which you are looking for. Because you're solving here a problem. Like if your example selling a simple daily planner, now you would be thinking, how I'm actually solving a problem by sharing the daily planner. But here you're solving the problem because people are looking to actually plan their life or plan their days or weekend. Now you would be thinking, there are so many daily planners out there, why only that particular person will going to buy from you? Because of the loyalty factor. Okay, people like to buy from those people which they feel more comfortable and have faith in. Okay, there are so many big companies out there, so many people selling the products online. The people are more likely to buy from them personally, which they have interest or and also the loyalty. So since you're talking about your stuff and creating the content in your YouTube videos, subscribers have kind of like a built a loyalty, kind of like a built you can kind of like a relationship with you, whatever that kind of relationship look like, but they have built a relationship with you and they are more likely to buy from you rather than just randomly going on an Etsy shop and purchasing a daily planner on that. Okay, so that is the thing you need to keep in mind. And I would highly recommend you, if you are having a YouTube channel, having less than 1,000 subscribers, you're talking about a specific thing and you have a kind of like a target audience, then you can get started with digital products, maybe at a $5, $10 or something like that. Now, one thing I just forget over here, guys, digital product can range from few cents to maybe thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars kind of like a digital product would be digital courses, the online courses. That is kind of like a very hot category. There are so many course creators who are selling thousands of dollar courses. Now, of course, I'm not a big fan of selling the courses at such a high ticket because I don't know, I don't feel confident. I don't feel okay in selling the courses at such a high rate because of whatever the reason, guys. But if you're someone who wanna sell the courses at a very high price, then probably the digital product is exactly for you. Another form of digital product is the membership, whether it's a Patreon subscription, whether it's kind of like a membership on some other platform. You could have a membership or a subscription for your particular product. You can deliver the content to the people on a monthly basis in exchange of the monthly recurring income. It's a great way to make monthly recurring income, whether it's for membership or you can do a lot of the stuffs over here, guys. An example which I see personally, monthly membership. Now this is not related to the digital product, it is also related to the physical product. So one of them I personally saw that's quite amazing is selling the monthly jewelry items, like having a particular theme and the people are selling a particular jewelries. Like if you are a female and you're creating the jewelries, maybe from the clay or silicone, whatever material you're using, you can have a theme every single month and you can have a subscription box where you are actually telling the people that every single month they're gonna get this particular jewelry based on this particular theme. So that is kind of like one example of a membership and subscription which I've seen personally one of the brand doing it and making more money than I ever thought it would be. And it's very hot providing the people, and also people don't have to pay a lot of the money every single month. It's quite subscription, it's very simple, very easy. Another form of membership and subscription that is so common and so hot, it's a digital product, is the Netflix and Amazon Prime. Yes, Netflix is more digital. You're just watching the shows, the videos every single month in exchange of the simple subscription fee that you're paying every single month. So membership and subscription can go on the various different limits, various different tier system you could have. You can do a lot of the stuffs over here. If you're someone who's thinking, hey, I don't know how to make this digital product. Hey, I don't want to make a physical item. Hey, I don't want to invest my time and energy in creating a product because I'm not sure whether people are going to buy from me or not. Then probably you can go with the affiliates. Affiliate income is so common. Depending on what type of content you're creating on your YouTube channel, you can provide the links of the affiliate products in the description. And I do receive a lot of the affiliate commission from you guys. And thank you so much, guys, for supporting me and my channel. You make more passive income than people normally use on their channel is the Amazon. Regardless of your channel topic or niche look like, you can have the Amazon. Like you can very well link your YouTube gears, the things that you use for making YouTube videos, like the camera, the tripod stand, the lighting, the studios and blah 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 stuff. You can link them in your YouTube videos description as an affiliate. This is just one of the way, guys. Okay, here also the sky's the limit. Depending on what type of content you're creating, you can have the affiliate links of any particular product and you can mention them or just tell the people once in your YouTube videos about that you are actually buy the different products that you're mentioning in the video. The link are in description box below and these are the affiliate products. You're gonna receive a commission and you can also put the disclaimer in your YouTube video description so people would be able to know that these are the affiliate links. Another fourth common route in which you can make money online is by sponsorship. Now practically you would be thinking, hey, I'm a small YouTube channel, I have less than 1,000 subscribers, how am I gonna get a sponsorship? Now personally, I did get two of the sponsorship on this channel. Of course, I would be receiving more in the upcoming future. But if you're talking about a very specific topic on your YouTube channel, you see that the people are watching your videos, engaging with them, you can very well contact the different companies. Now the pricing varies a lot depending on how many subscribers you have. And another fifth way in which you can make money by a YouTube channel is having by merch. Merch is getting very, very common. You can connect your merch store, whether it's a Spring store or any other store, you can connect with your YouTube channel and you can make money via that. Now, obviously, if you're having less than 1,000 subscribers, you may not be getting that many sales from the merch, but still it's a great avenue in which you can incorporate. You can just place your company logo or any kind of like a good quotations or an artwork on different products. And sixth way in which you can monetize your YouTube channel is by buying me a coffee. Just joking, just kidding guys. If you're familiar with the buy me a coffee, you would be able to know what I'm talking about. That nowadays the creators, the followers, the subscribers, the customers and the loyal audience are ready to support their favorite creators no matter whatever way they can. So buy me a coffee is getting quite common. You can simply go to the buymeacoffee.com and you can see what I'm talking about. That the people can very well purchase a coffee for you, maybe for $1, $2, $5, depending on how much amount of money they are ready to pay for supporting your cause. But that's also a great way. Here also, you don't need to make any product. You just need to sign up on a Buy Me a Coffee or Ko-fi, or there are so many different platforms out there in which you can sign up for that. And you can very well place the link of your Buy Me a Coffee link in the description box. People can click over there. They can very well pay $1, $2, $5, depending on how much money they want to pay to support you, and they can buy you a coffee and you receive that money from your followers. Of course, depending on how loyal your followers are, the things will going to vary. Seventh way to make money via YouTube channel is promoting your blog, your website. If you're writing a content on your website or if you have your website up and running, you can promote your website in your YouTube channel, and the money that you're gonna make from your website is by Google AdSense ad or some other company's ad that will be running on your website, or you can sell the different products in your website and you can make money via that. But you can promote your website, you can also promote your podcast episodes. Like if you're having a podcast, or provide the link in the description box, people can listen to that. Now depending on where you are lived, one of the most common podcast platform out there is the anchor.fm, the most common, and they are actually having an ads running in their podcast episodes. So when people are actually listening to your podcast episode, they're gonna listen to your ads as well, and you're gonna make money with that. Depending on the CPM, it varies a lot from $10 to $20 or maybe above that. Eighth way to monetize your YouTube channel by YouTube Join. If you're not aware that YouTube Join has a one kind of like a membership and money, and they're gonna support you. In exchange of that, you're gonna either provide the exclusive content to the people, or you're gonna just have a batches in front of the comments. When they're gonna comment, they're gonna receive that particular batch from you. Join is getting more popular nowadays and people are utilizing. You can have a simple perk like exclusive videos, exclusive content from the YouTube Join. The ninth way in which you can make money online by a YouTube channel is YouTube Thanks. Now YouTube Thanks is, I think, few months back only it started. You're gonna see in your YouTube videos right after the like button and the comment and save option on your videos, you're gonna see a thanks, kind of like a heart. You're gonna see a heart and it's written over there, the thanks. You can very well pay your favorite creator whatever money you want to pay as a thank you note to your creator, and your creator will going to receive a money from you in the form of that thanks. Of course, YouTube will going to take their cut for that specific service, but that's a great way in which you can monetize your YouTube channel. The way to monetize your YouTube channel is throne.me. What about throne.me? A kind of like a website where actually creators can get the money from their followers in the form of the gifts. Like, for example, if you're creating a content related to a YouTube channel and you need some kind of item for supporting and creating that content, your followers, your subscriber can very well pay that money to the throne name, and you're going to receive the very specific gift at your doorstep. You have to create a wish list of the gifts that you want to receive from your followers, and your followers will going to pay you that amount of money for that particular product, and you're going to get it directly delivered and shipped to your home. For example, if you're having maybe less than 1,000 subscribers, and from that subscriber, some of them want their questions to be answered from you in an exclusive manner, you can very well provide that particular stuff. Like, you can tell the people, like, if you want your question to be answered, they can very well pay you $5 for one question, and they're gonna pay the $5 to you for one question, and you're gonna answer them via the email or via making a videos or via providing a PDF, whatever format in which you can answer that particular answer for your followers for exchange for $5. This may be a little bit new because not many people are doing it, but that could be great if you're creating the educational content and you're getting a lot of the questions and you seem it a little bit harder to reply every single comment. You could create something like that. You are getting $5 and you can reply to that particular question in a much more detail. The way in which you can monetize your YouTube channel is providing your services, whether you are a commission artist, freelance designer, whatever way you can provide your services to the people. You can be a coach, you can provide on an hourly basis. Last way that I want to cover over here, obviously the sky is limited which you can monetize your YouTube channel. The last way is which you can have an exclusive community. Like, for example, you can have a private Discord server or a private Facebook group or some kind of like a community exclusive of your YouTube channel where people can very well pay for a specific amount every single month to join that particular community, and they're gonna get exclusive content from you or maybe a personalized help from you in that particular group or something like that. You could have them. I have seen a lot many paid Facebook group where people are paying those Facebook groups to be part of that group because they are getting the exclusive content or they are getting the value or they are promoting the services in them, or they are actually talking and engaging with the people who are there in the group. Something like that you could create, whether a Facebook group or Discord server, or you can very well create it on your own website as well. So these are the some ways in which you can monetize your YouTube channel. See you for the next time. Take care. Bye guys.